Before we sing the hymn of the day, I just thought I'd place that hymn in the context of today's question: is Christianity too narrow? And so the hymn begins, right? Oh, love, you can see it there in your bulletins. Oh, love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy. This hymn is declaring that God's love is not narrow. God's love is wide. It is deep. It is for all. And in that sense, is Christianity narrow? No, his love comes for all people of all times and all places. But the hymn continues, and the rest of the hymn tells the story of Jesus and how Jesus brings about that love and salvation, what Jesus did coming into our flesh and living and dying and rising again. And so while it begins, how deep, how broad, how high, it suddenly does get very narrow, that this love comes to us through Jesus. But it is wide, this wide open love through Jesus. In Isaiah passage, these are the pointed texts for today, but there's kind of this sense of the narrow and the wide here. In the Isaiah passage, God says, I am sending my servant, meaning the Messiah, the Christ, who would be Jesus. And he says, it's too light a thing, it's too little of a thing for you just to save the people of Israel and Judah. I will also send you to be a light to the nations so that all may be drawn and all may know salvation. And so what started as God choosing the people of Israel and it seeming very narrow, that they were the chosen people, God communicated to them. But over all of that, it was always meant to be that God chose Israel in order to bring salvation to all people, in order that they would be a light, his light, for all people. It was always meant to be wide. And it's the same in Jesus. He sends Jesus to be Savior with a light that is wide for all people. Which is why in the Gospel of Luke, the reading today, at the end, you see this. Jesus is coming, right? And he comes and he preaches and he's in this town and then he's healing people, Simon's mother-in-law, healing other people, as many as it could come. And the next morning he gets up and he leaves. And they're frustrated, right? They're like, where are you going? And I can imagine, because they're thinking, you healed a lot of people, but we've got other people, right? And what happens when the rest of us get sick? I mean, where are you going to go? And so they're kind of saying, well, you need to stay with us. But imagine what would have happened if Jesus had stayed in that one village. It would have meant that in order to know God's love, his salvation in Jesus, to know healing, it would have meant that we all had to get to that village. You know, Jesus, like, can't you just set up your shop right here in this one village? And everybody would have to get there. But that's not what Jesus does. Jesus says, I didn't come just to stay in one place. I didn't come just to heal a few people in this one place. I came to preach the kingdom gospel for all people. And all of you might not get healed, but all of you have heard the preaching. And I am going to go preach and share that message so that it's not just in one location. Instead, it is a word that gets carried to all of the people and gets passed on to generations so that it comes to us as well. Because we're not in that village. We're not there some 2,000 years ago, seeing Jesus healing. And if salvation was that narrow, that moment of time and those people, then yeah, it would be too narrow. But that's not what Christ says. Christ says, I have come to preach the kingdom of God for all people. Grace is wide. Truth is narrow. And so in our hymn that we're going to sing now, it is narrow in the sense that Jesus is the one who brings this all about. But what he brings about is a love that is deep and broad and high for all people. Let's sing, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Kind of wanted to avoid this week because this is a tough question, and it's tough to get up and sort of be the representative of something I know that that we believe, but to be the representative and say Jesus is the only way. It's a tough one in this world. I want you to hear now a clip from one of the Explore God videos of somebody who has a beautiful way of talking about what's good about narrowness. And some of you in Bible study already saw this, but this is Propaganda. He is a hip-hop and artist and poet.
We think that narrow means intolerant, right? And intolerance somehow is the cardinal sin of our world, right? If you're playing a guitar, I mean, how many G's are there? How many notes? How many ways can you play a G? There's one way to play a G. You're either on key or off key. Is that intolerant? Is that narrow? Is that unfair? No, it's beautiful. There's a way to play this note. It's beautiful. The step back is like, well, what's wrong with that, right? And narrow in what way, right? Narrow in the way of being clear and being concise, in being decisive, in being attainable, right? Right? Yeah, and in that sense, absolutely. But that isn't that a good narrow? Like, isn't that, aren't these good things? That, like, it's not like I'm throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that one of them sticks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's broad, right? But that's, I mean, come on now. Like, who's trying to live like that? That you just toss up stuff and hope that something stays on there? Like, nah, man. Like, tell me the bullseye, you know? Tell me the target. How do I fix this? How is man made right with God? I'm gonna be like, well, you know, I ain't figured out. Oh, no, I won't. Who has? Nobody's figured it out, right? No, I need you to tell me. What's, how do we get this? So in my mind, I'm like, man, why is narrow bad? Narrow's, in a lot of contexts, good, right? Doesn't mean it lacks grace, doesn't mean it lacks love. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite.
So there's a way in which narrow can be good. I love how he talks about that, points to the beauty of it. And also admits, like, don't mess around with me. I just, like, tell me, like, where do I go? In my head, I was thinking about this week, and I was imagining when people say, is Christianity too narrow, they usually mean that they want to say something like, all paths lead to the same place, or basically all religions are the same. And so I had this picture in my head of all these stairs, like staircases, right? And we're all on different staircases, depending on what religion we choose, but they're all going to the same place. Which sounds great. Except then, you know, I was learning about our staircase, following Jesus, and suddenly I realized our staircase, it's an escalator. Like, I'm not really having to do anything. It's taking me to God. It's an escalator. It's leading me up. And I'm looking over at the other staircases, and I'm seeing people working really hard. They're really trying to get up their staircases, but there's all kinds of challenges on each staircase. People are trying to jump through hoops without falling off the staircase. Some staircases suddenly have, like, these really insurmountable steps, and they're trying to figure out how to get over those. Some people fall back, and then they're, like, told to start over again or told that they'll never get there. And I'm on an escalator. And God just keeps drawing me. That's gift. That's grace. And I'm not seeing it on the other staircases. Of course, you know, we're sinners. And so I'm on this escalator and I realize that part of the challenge is that I'm going up the escalator and I'm thinking, this is great. God is with me. But then in my sin, I kind of want to go the other way sometimes. And so I start trying to walk down backwards. Microphone. Try to walk down the escalator backwards. Ever done that? I'm probably not supposed to encourage you to do that. The mall cops will stop you, just so you know. But if you ever do want to walk down an escalator backwards, I think it's still there. There are some really long escalators at the Marriott in Chicago. Is it still a Marriott? It's a Marriott in Chicago, and we used to try to go all the way down. We could never quite get there because it's tough. But that's in our sin, right? We're always trying to run away from God. We think we've got a better plan, so we're going to go down. And God just keeps coming and keeps saying, no, just come with me. Stop trying to resist and just come with me. There's grace, there's love, there's mercy, there's salvation. That's narrow, right? In Jesus, escalator, the grace of God, that's narrow. But then you look at all the other stairwells, and I guess it would be okay to say, well, they all lead to the same place, but last time I checked, all these people are really struggling to get anywhere up their staircases, and they don't look like they're going to make it. So what if it was that the only way is the escalator, but that escalator is as wide as it needs to be? The escalator is through Christ is salvation. The escalator is that God lifts us up by grace, but it is as wide as it needs to be. It is narrow because it is the only one. Don't take the stairs, take the escalator. This is opposite of a fire drill. Take the escalator. Skip the stairs. But it is as wide as we need it to be, as many people as will come, Jesus draws them. I don't know. That was the picture in my mind. The only other thing I thought I could tell you today is a story of how I came to feel convinced enough of Jesus in order to be a pastor. You know, I grew up in the church. Some of you have heard this before. So I grew up in the church, and kind of Christianity is the only thing I knew. Then get to college, and I start realizing, you know, I've got Jewish friends and Muslim friends and Hindu friends, Buddhists, and people who don't believe anything, and all kinds of things. And now I'm trying to figure this out. I still believe in Jesus, but thinking, well, you know, maybe all paths do go to the same place. And then I started taking my faith a little bit more seriously, and that's when it became a problem, because I'm following Jesus. And sometimes I talk about how the question was, should I be a Lutheran pastor or some other denomination? But even before that question is, why a pastor? Why a Christian pastor? Because what if some of the other paths are right? And now I'm going to, like, what, put my whole life into this one? And I had a friend, Keith, who was a Bible study leader, and every once in a while on campus, he would do a talk called Comparative Religions. Anybody was welcome to come. And he'd talk about the five major religions, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And a lot of the talk was just filling out a kind of a grid, kind of like, here are the major teachings, here's how you can compare them. But then when he got through all that, then he would tell his story about why he chooses Jesus. And it all had to do with what I say all the time, is that Jesus is the only one where it's based on grace, where it's based on gift, God giving us the gift of salvation. All the other ones, they're stairwells. There's things you've got to do. There are things you've got to work on in order to get up the stairwells to hope that you can get there. And if you don't, you might be sent back down to try again. Christianity is the only escalator. Christianity is the only one with grace. And when I saw all that, I thought, that's why I'm going to follow Jesus. Now, things still throw me off all the time. I mean, People say things like, oh, you're just intolerant. I mean, it starts to make you feel like you're wobbling, right? Because I don't want to be called intolerant. I'm from Minnesota. We're nice people. But how nice would it be for me to be like, psst, the escalator gets you right up there. You come here. Go through this door, go up the escalator, and then be out here. Oh, yeah, all of the stairwells, they're all great. So just choose whichever one you want. Psst, go up the escalator. It's a really good one. Oh, you know, hey, if you want to choose that stairwell, I mean, who am I to tell you no? How nice would that be? Anybody feel like that would be nice? I feel like we want to tell people about the escalator. We want to tell people about how wide the escalator is, how many people can go on the escalator, how much the escalator takes you to God, that God has figured it out. He's the escalator guy, and he built the escalator, and he figured out how to bring us to him. I feel like it's important for us to say that. That there is a narrowness in the sense of Jesus. But it is wide open for all people. It's not in one village where there's some healing going on. It's not in one language. It's not up to you to try to figure it all out. Instead, here's God, and he has offered this for us. And we can rejoice in that. We can rejoice in that narrowness and yet still say, God brought this for all people. May God strengthen us in that faith. May God walk with us in all those challenges. May God help us to see that truth might be narrow, but grace is wide. And if we have given the impression that we're excluding people, God forgive us and help us to change that. But help us to invite people on the escalator for your grace and your truth. Amen.